Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
LeBron, I mean, is there anything in this world more nauseating than that?
No.
I mean, could you imagine Michael Jordan, after winning a championship, sitting up there, and I want my damn respect.
Right.
Man, how about this, LeBron? You've earned some respect based on your play and everything that you've done. You're a great player.
What respect does he want?
I'm not sure.
Does he want to be known as the greatest basketball player of all time? Is that what he's saying? Sorry, Bronny. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
You don't get to pick and choose your stack teams and your clutch sports management players and build your little AAU squad. You know, go win in a bubble with no real adversity to face. Clippers knocked out early. Like, dude, it was the easiest championship you got, bro. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, he won a championship against a 5 seed.
Yes. Come on, man. You beat Jimmy Butler, who basically left everything he had on the court Friday night when he went toe-to-toe with you and beat you. You beat a battered-down Heat team. That's all that was left yesterday. And you know what, LeBron? I'm going to do you one more. Because guess what? When you get four titles with four MVPs and you pad your stats like LeBron does, you deserve to move up in my all-time rankings. You do.
Where's he going? One or two?
He's going to six.
Ooh. Who do you got? Let me hear the six.
Wow. Well, let's see. I would go Jordan, Kobe, Magic. I would go Shaq. Because he's like one of the most dominant players I've ever seen.
Certainly dominant, yep.
I've ever seen. But I'll keep the big man out of there, and I'll go Larry.
Oh, absolutely.
Debuted on this day in 1979.
Yeah, I'll go Larry Legend, because quite frankly, white men can't jump, and Larry averaged over 10 rebounds.
Yep.
How did that happen?
Mm.
He didn't get floorboards. He actually boxed people out.
Yeah, back when rebounding was a thing.
And when it was a big man's game, uh-huh. You had to actually, when being 6'8", isn't the biggest guy on the court.
Back when men were men.
Yeah.
Damn right.
I mean, winning down in that bubble. Come on, man.
And yeah, not even going to pay respects to the friend of the show?
Who was that?
Dr. J, you got us?
I got you. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah, Doc's not in there.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Up there. Yeah,
he's a Hall of Famer.
I love Doc, but come on, man. Yeah.
Well, he's not considered. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't watch a second of it, nor did I watch any of the post-game stuff or press conferences or whatever. I saw, I was forced to see just because I have stuff that I have to read for the show.
Yeah.
In all honesty,
I moved him up to number four.
Woo. All right.
Yeah, I'd put him in at four.
Closer. Closer.
Yeah. He's behind Jordan, Kobe, Magic.
Mm-hmm.
I moved him in front of Larry.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm sure he appreciates it.
Yeah, I'm sure
I mean, he's in his 17th year.
Yeah.
He is the most phenomenal athlete to ever play the game outside of Wilt Chamberlain.
Mm.
He's not Wilt Chamberlain.
Why is he not Will Chamberlain? Because he actually won? Is that why he's Will Chamberlain? Not Will Chamberlain?
Well, Will Chamberlain did win, Jack.
Yeah, he won. He won on a stacked team, and he won when he barely played on the team.
If Will Chamberlain would have created his own dream team, maybe he would have won more championships.
Right.
How about that?
Only won one. He barely played on that team. Yeah.
So he was on a stacked team with with the Warriors, you're saying?
No, not with the Lakers.
The Lakers, Jerry West.
Lakers or whatever.
Yeah, man, Jerry West hadn't won until Wilt went there.
Yeah, two losers teamed up, and they figured out how to magically win one. I got you. Meanwhile, LeBron just takes over a crap franchise and turns them into champions. I got it.
Oh, really? Like AD, who, by the way, without AD, yes, you're not even sniffing a championship?
And they were terrible.
They didn't even make the playoffs.
Exactly. Then you know, LeBron started putting his imprints on the roster. And
then AD turned into one of the best players
man,
in the league.
He needs help to win a championship. Crazy idea.
No, I don't knock him for that.
If Danny Green could make an open shot, we'd be talking about the series over in five games.
Howard Eskin checks in on the text
he's
line.
Probably thrilled, isn't he?
Without AD, you don't even play for a championship.
No crap,
correct,
man. Like, every great team needs a great number two. It's how basketball works.
Who is Wilt's number two?
Jerry West for a year.
No. Forget about the Lakers. The Lakers are that's not anybody counts. With the Warriors, who was his best number two?
I don't know.
Oh, but you need two great players to win a championship, Jack.
If you're the most dominant player playing against 6'1" white
Hal
dudes.
Greer,
yeah.
Hal Greer was the answer.
And then you got what, Dolph Shays? Is he the other one?
No. Dolph Shays was a big man before him.
Well, but Hal Greer was a great player.
Hal Greer was a great player. Yeah, that's the answer. At least know what you're talking about.
Everybody needs a number two. LeBron was a great number two to Anthony Davis.
Yep.
I mean, anybody who thinks Anthony Davis wasn't the best player on that team and is the reason that they were in the finals, you don't know basketball. LeBron did what he had to do. Most of his stats came in blowouts. Nonsense. Played great Friday, though.
He was a great number two to Dwayne Wade
in
Miami.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Heat team that didn't win a series post-2006.
Listen, by my count, he has one title.
Congrats.
He came back and beat the Warriors.
Oh,
that's the only title that he has. You know, that crap in Miami and this bubble title doesn't count to me.
Doesn't really count.
No.
Let's go to the Dave in Atlanta. Dave, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Hey, Dave.
How y'all doing this week? Just great Monday.
I feel better after that last segment we just had. I mean,
Jordan's number one. I hate when people talk about that. Sorry about the noise. I'm in the airport flying back in from Vegas.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, well, I lost some money on the Eagles. That pissed me off, but, you know, it's all good. Nice. My thing with Zach Ertz, what I think he's doing, and it's sad to say, he's let this contract get to him, which he doesn't want to get hurt, but what I think it's hurting his contract for the future because ain't nobody going to pay him if he's only getting one catch, maybe one catch a game.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. He ain't getting paid George Kittle money or Travis Kelce money, right? Like,
yeah, well, hell.
At this point, he's definitely not doing that.
Hell, he might not get old Zach Ertz money
now.
No,
he's not.
Yeah. And then, Ike, I hate to say, but your boy John Hightower, man, he looks kind of scared out there when he's out there playing on the field, man.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. I agree, man. He's almost there, man. Almost. He's in the right place on most of these.
Yeah, at least he's getting open.
Just got to finish the plays.
That's
the next step. Finish the play.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. The best in-game experience on game day is Chickies and Pete's. Indoor and outdoor seating available at all locations. Online, chickiesandpete's.com. Coming up is the Marks and Reese text line. The rest of your phone calls and the Brandon Graham show coming up at 6 o'clock. I'll ask BG what happened yesterday with the defense. That's coming up. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, I got to tell you about my new favorite pro football bet this season. Now, I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. Now, they're pretty simple also. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. Now, what's cool is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10. Now, that means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every week all season long. We got a game on Monday night this week, and with this crazy environment we're trying to get through, this pandemic, we got a game on Tuesday this week as well. And I like this matchup. Buffalo headed to Tennessee. Two undefeated teams, I believe. I believe Tennessee is undefeated, right? And I think Buffalo is undefeated. A lot of same-game parlays you can take in this one. First of all, I think Buffalo is favorite by 3.5. I like that. But how about the quarterback rushing yards, Josh Allen versus Ryan Tannehill? That's another bet that you can have. Or How about the big play passing touchdowns that you can get from these quarterbacks? Some of these same game parlays are too easy. Now, you like my picks? Go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if you don't win. Now, there's one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has these same game parlays. Now, if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code Ike when you sign up so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Best in-game experience on game days is Chickies and Pete's. Indoor and outdoor seating available at all locations. Online, chickiesandpete's.com. They, Ike, Joe Morgan passed away today, former Philly.
Yep.
Longtime Cincinnati Red.
Okay, yeah, throw that in there for me, please.
All right, well, we know he's a member of the Big Red Machine.
Yes.
But he did spend a year here in Philly. Wheeze Kids, 1983.
Yep.
I enjoyed him as a broadcaster on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I also, like a lot of people probably our age, I was a big wiffle ball player when I was younger. And I used to do Joe Morgan, where you're clucking the elbow to make sure it's up.
Yes, sir.
Between Pete Rose and Joe Morgan, they're the two stances I probably did. In fact, it's the reason why I bat left-handed in wiffle ball is because of Joe Morgan and Pete Rose.
Ah.
There you go.
Didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Joe Morgan.
Wiffle ball champ.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Jack, you a big wiffle ball guy?
Yeah, I can make it. I can make the wiffle ball really dance a lot.
I'm sure you
can. Yeah. Play it against the wind.
I was more of a.
Gotta play it against the wind.
Yeah, so you were throwing curve balls and sliders and things.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even fair.
Change up is what I did.
Okay.
Fastball change up. There you go. So, rest in peace, Joe Morgan. Passed away today at the age of 77.
Another touching tribute on this show.
Absolutely. Well, hey, he got a mention, right?
What's wrong with you?
I mean, so give me the Masters music then so we can talk about Joe Morgan.
You made him feel bad.
Hall of Famer? Joe Morgan. It was better than the Van Halen tribute, right?
Definitely was.
All right, good. Our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, their 25,000 square foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. So Brandon Graham show is coming up here at 6 o'clock. We'll talk about, the defense. It was a tough game yesterday for the defense. And Brandon talked about after the game, how they're making the same mistakes on the field they've been making in practice. So that's coming up.
Yeah. Giving up 38 is never fun.
No, not that you guys did that a lot here, at least not after Andy took over.
Only when we played against Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you can see it happening then. Or 38-0 to the Seahawks in 1998.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that was – but that wasn't Jim Johnson.
No,
that was under Emmitt and Ray.
And Ray and – yeah. Yeah, I was at that game, actually. Somehow I thought that was going to be a different outcome.
Did you boo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Did I boo or did I drink 8 natural ices in the parking lot? Both. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by our friends at the casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
Do you guys know my name yet? Travis Fulgham on his way home from the NovaCare complex.
Yes, sir.
Fulgham or Fogel?
Fulgham.
Fulgham, right?
Fulgham.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we got it right. Fulgham. We know who he is now, just like Cravon LeBlanc.
And it took longer to get his.
Much longer. Yeah, he didn't go 10 for 152 in a touchdown. All right, Jack.
Isn't it great to see Coach Schwartz looking out for his players during these uncertain times by having them practice social distancing during games? Kudos to you, sir. Scott from Delco.
Say that's what he's doing, Ike.
Got them practicing social distancing.
Nate Jerry's just
going to start down and long.
Man.
Oh, what's next?
Hey, guys, I had a reception, too. Where's my credit? Signed, J-Jaw from under his mom's umbrella.
Yeah, I mean, J-Jaw, you celebrated, even though it was short-lived, but I think you were surprised like we were.
Everybody was surprised. He's like, I caught it. Guys, I caught it. I caught it. I got
to catch.
Well,
first he's surprised he threw it to him.
Yeah, I was really surprised at both. But, end of the half, it's more or less like a half of a Hail Mary, right?
Yes.
He caught it. Good job, JJ.
Moral victory Monday.
How soft has this town gotten? Donnie from the 700 level.
That's my fault.
Listen.
Hey, man, this is where this team is. They just needled me down, man. I mean, what else do I have?
1-3-1 is what we have.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, what's next?
I feel like Giglio just wants to be a less furry, slightly less weaselly version of Howard Erskine. Mike in Birdsboro.
Howard Erskine.
Why does he say that?
Well, once upon a time, Howard was in pro Eagles. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I mean, it wasn't until Andy came to town that he became Mr. Eagle.
Yep.
I remember for a lot of years he was, a Cowboy fan. Howard Erskine.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Oh, that's right. It was Jimmy Johnson because he was a big Jimmy Johnson fan.
Right, right.
All right. What's next?
Yo, Ike. Need you back out there, 5'8". Jack from Delco.
Jannard Avery, he had a hurry, I think, yesterday.
I think he did have a hurry
yesterday. Quarterback
hit. Yeah, unless we're playing flag football or two-hand touch. And I need older guys out there, not young guys.
You could one play, you could go out there, right? One play.
I could play zone defense.
That's kind of what they were doing at the end there, at least on the outside. All right, a couple phone calls before we give way to the BG show.
Listen, man, that game is violent, man.
Yeah.
The game is violent. And just one more quick thoughts and prayers, obviously, to Dak Prescott and everything that he is going to have to endure, man. We talk a lot, and we have some nice, fun banter back and forth about Dak and empty stats, Dak and all that stuff, mm-hmm. But I'm speaking as a former player now, who you always want the health of the players to be at its best, and that's an injury yesterday that it
no one wants to see.
No, it just brings you back to reality when you're watching a sport like this. That, man, this is how quick it can be over with for any of these guys in their career.
It's a violent sport,
and not that it's over for him, but man, he has a tough road getting back. Man, that's not going to be easy.
And Dak being a Cowboy and everything else, but like earlier this year when he spoke out, spoke about mental illness and things like that.
Man, it's been a tough year for him. His brother died this year.
Yes, Dak's a good dude.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for him, man. So.
Yep. So,
Eagles football aside, just
he'll be back
for your fellow man. Yeah,
he'll be back. Jeff in Lancaster. Jeff, how are you? Jeffrey.
Yes,
you're on the air, sir.
I'm going to go back to the draft when the Cowboys took our wide receiver at 19. There, Lamb.
Yeah. 17.
Yes.
Who was the best player at the time? A linebacker from Oklahoma. Am I not correct?
Yeah, Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would we be looking at him right now instead of Jerry? Gary. And
you probably would be seeing him out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But normally when we go back to the draft, we don't think about linebackers. We look at DK Metcalf or one of those guys.
Right.
Patrick
Queen scored a touchdown yesterday.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's a player, no doubt. Lou in Sacramento. Lou.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
first of all, Jack, I put everything in the freezer if it's too hot, so I'm with you on that.
Nice.
I
see that.
and John, I'm with you. You said you were surprised they went for the field goal.
Yes.
I was shocked. I was angry, man.
Me
they could have had it. That was a missed call, man. And lastly, I was the biggest Jordan fan growing up, but if LeBron gets two more titles and the all-time points scored, it's going to be a tough debate, man. But I'm just hoping Doug stays aggressive. I don't know what happened. I was pissed off.
So here's my question, Ike. Mm-hmm. Why does, in a similar situation last week, he goes for it on a 4th-and-4 and converts, right? Like, why, like, is he picking and choosing these spots? Is he going with his gut? Right? Because, I mean, I totally get the feel for the game, and it's like, you know what? I don't have a good feeling just the way that we're moving the ball, et cetera, so I'm going to do something differently than what I would have done the week before.
Right.
I didn't get that feeling. Right? Like, I didn't feel bad with where the team was or the offense was at that point. Like, Carson Wentz played well, put the ball in his hands, and come up with a creative play call and convert on that.
Yeah, maybe he may not be aware of it, and maybe he's doing it subconsciously, but there is a fear there of something bad happening.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to risk it. Right? So, he, like some of the plays are safe play calls, right? It's like why aren't we trying to go for it? Or like what is this? Like I think he doesn't want Carson to throw an interception in that situation, and he almost felt like once he got the word from Jake that he was good to go kicking at that distance, he didn't want to do anything. Like the quick throw was more or less to not get sacked.
Yes.
You think about it. The quick throw play to Travis Fulgham was, I don't want to take a sack here. At worst, we're going to kick a field goal from here.
At worst, it's 4th and 5, and we're going to still kick
the
it.
Field yeah. goal, yes. Instead of trying to go down the field and getting sacked on third down.
Very, very disappointing. Coming up at 6 o'clock, the Brandon Graham Show. It's every Monday at 6. I will be sticking around.
Can't wait to hear it, brother.
Brandon Graham and Howard Eskin will join us, as always. And we won't be at Chickie's, so we'll bring Chickie's to you on the way home. Grab some crab fries and wings from Chickie's, a six-pack of Miller Lite, and listen to the show. It's brought to you by Miller Lite and Chickie's and Pete's, indoors and outdoors, socially distanced for the best big game experience. Well, we'll be Moral Victory Tuesday tomorrow, Ike, or
No, it's not going to be Moral Victory Tuesday. It's Trey and the Slay.
Yep, Trey into Slay. Hopefully Slay. Slay did have a concussion, so we'll check him. But Trey will be on at 3 o'clock tomorrow in studio to break down what he saw, and we'll be back. So coming up next is the Brandon Graham Show. Ike, have a safe ride home.
All right, brother.
BG's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.